State lawmakers are still at it. It's their third special session. KUOW correspondent Austin Jenkins joins us from the state capitol. Hi, Austin.
Hi, Ross. How are you?
Good, thank you. What's the holdup down there?
Well, good question. Things kind of imploded last week. You know, there was a budget deal. They all came out and announced it. Well, at least they announced it via email. And then there were votes. And then in the middle of the night, Senate Democrats balked on voting to amend Initiative 1351, which, remember, was passed by voters last fall. It was a Washington Teachers Union-backed measure to reduce class size. And to change it or amend it takes a two-thirds vote. And Senate Democrats weren't willing to give them that bump.
Why did they want to change it? Why did some want to change it in the first place? And why did the Democrats balk at that?
Because it comes with a big price tag. And so the budget was balanced on the assumption that this initiative would be amended or suspended, because it comes with this $2 billion price tag over the next 2 years, and they don't fully fund it in the budget. So in order to make the numbers align and line up, the idea was this needed to be put on ice.
And this was passed by the citizens, so legislators can change it and amend it. So what are the Democrats holding out for? Why not go ahead with this, which seemed to be conceded as being a necessary part of coming to a budget deal?
Right. And it was part of that, you know, the bills, if you will, necessary to implement the budget, because they passed the budget and then they have a whole bunch of bills that they need to pass to make that budget a reality. What the Senate Democrats were saying in the wee hours of that morning was that they wanted, if nothing else, if they were going to lend their votes to this, and keep in mind the teachers union, major backer of Democrats, major backer of Senate Democrats, and a major backer of Initiative 1351. But what the Democrats, the holdouts, were saying is, well, look, you know, if you want our votes, maybe we're willing to lend those votes, but we want something in return. And what they mentioned they wanted in return was suspending the biology exam requirement for high school kids to graduate from high school.
And what?
That biology test. I know. It sounds like it's
very disconnected, it sounds like.
It seems like it's disconnected. But in point of fact, there's 2,000 kids who apparently aren't going to graduate because they can't pass that exam. It's become an issue and fodder, kind of, especially for people down here, lawmakers, who feel like this testing regime environment we're in has gone too far. And so that sort of became the trade. You put that on the floor, Senate Republicans, and we'll give you the bump for the 1351 suspension. And Republicans weren't willing to play on that, at least in the wee hours of that morning.
Wow. So how does this get sorted out? Are they? It sounds like they're at loggerheads here.
They are at loggerheads, and they've still got 20-some days on the clock, because remember, every time they start a new special session, they get 30 days. So this goes till the end of July. And what we've seen before is that they wait until the last hours, the last days, and we may be right back there again. In fact, Senate Democrats are suggesting that, hey, not only do you at this point not have our votes to suspend 1351, maybe suspending that initiative isn't even necessary at this point. The flip side view of that is there's now a $2 billion hole in the budget. By law, the budget must balance not just over 2 years, but over 4 years. The governor's office has said this is a problem, not a crisis. But really, right now, we're back to where we were, which is stasis.
Now, some of these lawmakers are running for election. The primary is next month. Is this long legislative session affecting their reelection campaigns?
Well, really, we've just got two special elections in the 30th District in Federal Way and in the 9th District in Eastern Washington. You know, I asked one of the campaign types who's involved in these campaigns about this. And basically his message was that, you know, unless somebody is hands-on doing the budget, and in the 30th district, that's not the case with Carol Gregory, the Democrat who was appointed to that seat after Roger Freeman passed away and she's now running for election, you know, hanging this on her in that district, you know, may not be the best approach for Republicans. She is also out campaigning. She's not stuck down in Olympia.
Well,
the problem is she can't raise money. She's right in a fundraising freeze because we're in a session right now.
Well, that's an important point, I think, Austin. We might think, oh, the legislature's in session. It's buzzing down there. But I talked to a lawmaker last week who was at home in her district. How many lawmakers are actually there dealing with these final decisions?
Very few. I mean, really, right now, what we're hearing is that there are meetings happening between Senator Sharon Nelson, the head of the Senate Democrats, and Senator Joe Fain, who is the floor leader for Senate Republicans. The rank and file, in the budget negotiators, for that matter, have done their work. They really don't need to be here. This is about, at the end of the day, is there going to be a trade, or are the Senate Republicans going to hold out and say a deal was a deal, we're not willing to negotiate, and wait it out? And that's what's not clear yet at this point.
KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. Austin, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This is The Record on KUOW.